You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories. Good morning, I'm Brian Britton. Well, you've heard the old joke, right? A tourist gets lost, asks a guy carrying a violin case, "Hey, buddy, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?" And the violin player says, "Practice." Whole lot of practice. How much practice can a five-year-old have? Apparently a whole lot. The five-year-old boy we're talking to here on 1010 Winds is making his debut sitting at the 88s.
Can you believe the five-year-old playing that has a blindfold on?
Hi, maestros. It's Alec. Guess what? I have a big announcement to make.
Alec Von Cajadorian will be one of the youngest people ever to perform at Carnegie Hall. He was selected in an international competition showcasing performers from more than 10 countries. And it won't surprise you to hear he has perfect pitch, too.
Sing a B.
B.
And his parents say he's got quite the work ethic. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And he will be on stage next Sunday, July 20th. Tickets are $56. They're online at carnegiehall.com. It was a pretty big oops for the New York City Sheriff's Academy. The cadets who were training to be city sheriffs couldn't graduate because their teachers weren't certified by the State Division of Criminal Justice to teach firearms training and investigation procedures. The Daily News reports it took 3 weeks for the paperwork to be processed, and finally those 80 cadets will graduate today at the NYPD Police Academy in Queens. Federal appeals court has shot down a plea deal for the accused mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two alleged co-conspirators.
It was welcome news for the families of people killed on 9/11 seeking justice for their loved ones nearly 24 years after the attack. Brett Eagleson lost his father and now heads a group suing the Saudi government.
It is the worst terrorist attack in this nation's history. It changed everyone's life as we know it. And there has been no trial in any regard for any of the perpetrators.
But he said the fight is far from over.
We anticipate that this decision will be appealed. So we have to see where this ultimately goes. And we then have to have an actual trial.
It's unclear when that might be. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
You ever think about the creepy crawlies, you know, what happens at night?
When the lights go down in the city.
Yeah, the animals that come out when the lights go down in the city. Well, the Bronx Zoo is bringing back the World of Darkness, an exhibit with nocturnal species from around the world. It ran at the zoo about 20 years ago.
It closed in 2009, and it has been closed since. But over the last year, we have been renovating that building, and we have created 21 habitats in the World of Darkness that are going to be homes to, or are homes already, to 25 species and subspecies.
Keith Lovett there, director of animal programs at the Bronx Zoo, talking with us. Species include vampire bats, sand cats, naked mole rats. The new World of Darkness opens to the public today at the Bronx Zoo. It opens up at 10 a.m., closes at 5:30. If you are looking for a little culture... The Met will be offering free screenings of films and filmed operas beginning next month. The Metropolitan Opera's 2025 Summer HD Festival runs from August 22nd to September 1st. Outside Josie Robertson Plaza, the series kicks off with the Bradley Cooper movie Maestro, about the life and career of Leonard Bernstein. Operas include Verdi's Aida, Rossini's The Barber of Seville, that's what this is from. Sort of. Yet nothing will ever be as good as Robin Williams' performance in the opening of Mrs. Doubtfire. Funny how a clip can make you both happy and sad at the same time.
Abravo Figaro, bravo bravissimo, abravo Figaro, bravo bravissimo, ate fortuna, ate fortuna, ate fortuna.
It's Largo al Factotum from The Barber of Seville. Contentious relationship, and now it looks like Columbia University and the Trump administration are at least reported to be near a deal over the allegations that the university didn't protect Jewish students from harassment. The New York Times says it's not a signed deal yet, it's just in draft form, but it would see Columbia paying $200 million in compensation for alleged civil rights violation. In return, the feds would restore the more than $400 million in research funding that was canceled. Now, back in March, Columbia agreed to the administration demands of having campus police arrest students. They also banned masks. Critics slammed the university's decision to even negotiate with the Trump administration, something that the acting president, Claire Shipman, has defended. Harvard, on the other hand, took the legal route, at least initially, by suing the Trump administration, but they now are also negotiating. If this does go through, the Times says negotiations are still continuing. Columbia would be the first university to come to a resolution with the Trump administration for the return of their research funding as a result of these anti-Semitic concerns. Now, here in New York, some concern after a youth basketball coach says a group of ICE agents approached members of his team. They were practicing in Riverside Park. Yeoman Wilder telling 1010 Wins he refused to let the ICE agents talk to his kids.
I asked them to all go to the back of the batting cage. Everybody was in the front, and I wanted them to go into the back so they couldn't speak to them or say anything to them, so they could only have to speak to me.
He says that the officers mocked him, calling him a YouTube lawyer when he defended the kids' rights. Wilder says they were armed, in uniform, and had vests with the agency name on it. The DHS, though, has not confirmed that ICE agents were the people who confronted him. Police are looking for the Brooklyn driver who got out of his car and beat another driver with a metal pipe. It happened this past Thursday, 2 p.m., in front of 288 Lincoln Avenue in Cypress Hills. Cops say the two drivers had some sort of a vehicle collision. One used a metal object to strike the victim multiple times in the head and the body. The victim, only identified as a 36-year-old male, was treated at Jamaica Hospital, and the suspect is on the run. There has been an arrest in a fatal double Brooklyn hit and run. Police have arrested 23-year-old Juventino Anastasio Florentino from Staten Island. He's been hit with two counts each of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Cops say he's the one who mowed down two men Friday, July 11th at about 4:30 in the morning. These two men were 59 and 80. They were crossing 3rd Avenue under the Gowanus. They were in the crosswalk. They had the pedestrian crossing signal when police say Florentino hit them in his BMW 328i. He did not remain on the scene, police say. Both men died in the street. Florentino was arrested at his home, where police say the damaged car was sitting in his driveway. All right, if you're going to the movies and I tell you that you need to bring with you the following items. Going to the movies, you need to bring the rice, a newspaper, a water pistol, a flashlight, a rubber glove, confetti, toilet paper, toast, a bell, some cards, and a party hat. Well, if you have any clue what I'm talking about, you're going to love this next story. Yes, it's Rocky Horror Picture Show's 50th anniversary. Special anniversary performance coming up November 3rd. Featuring a screening with some of the original stars on hand. Stars like Barry Bostwick, who played Brad, Majors, Nell Campbell played Columbia, Patricia Quinn played Magenta. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, the longest running theatrical cinema release in the world. Oh, let's all get together and do the time warp again. Going to be a town hall. Tickets are on sale right now for this special 50th anniversary performance on November the 3rd. I love it. All right, she's 86 years old. She's on her way to her 1,000th skydiving trip. Kim Noor is her name. We talked to her here at 1010 Wins. She's making her 800-something jump this weekend on Long Island.
It's exactly living in the moment and flying like a bird. When you're up there doing that, I mean, just from the moment I get my equipment on and start heading for the plane, I don't think about yesterday or tomorrow. I'm all in the moment.
Nora was a member of the first U.S. women's parachute team. She'll make the jump today from Brookhaven Airport. Her plan is to make her 1,000th jump sometime next year. She's looking forward to that, she says, because you get an award for 1,000 jumps from the United States Parachute Association. You get a set of gold wings.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.